you to wave your finger, you must have been out your hair.
It's HPR, All Things Considered, Dave Lawrence, and what a special guest we have for you. We're welcoming a band returning to Hawaii for the biggest rock concerts at the Blaisdell Arena in years, December 19th and 20th. Ladies and gentlemen, today, here on Hawaii Public Radio, we're bringing you Tool. And we're grateful to present to you, for his first time ever with us, Tool guitarist Adam Jones. Not long after Tool performed at the historic final concert by Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath in Birmingham, England, hosted by Hawaii's own Jason Momoa. Also starred Metallica, whose guitarist Kirk Hammett lives here, and is friends with our guest, Adam Jones of Tool.
Hey Dave.
Adam, aloha my brother. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure.
I was doing a little bit of homework. The Big Melee up at Kualoa Ranch in August 93 here on Oahu. Tool, Fishbone, STP, Violent Femmes, Primus. I'm just guessing this was the first time Tool ever played here?
It was.
94, you came back, this place After Dark, and Andrews Amphitheater in 2001. Blaisdell Concert Hall, of course, in August 2006. And then you were over at the arena in 2011. And now back for two big ones.
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember that last one. I think Kirk Hammett played with us, and that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember that, too. I was there because he lives here on this island.
Yeah, that's right. We were just there for a month.
Yeah.
And we hung out a little bit.
Wow, a month here in the islands. That's a whole bunch of time. What's your favorite experience of a month here?
Well, that's a loaded question. You know, just coming with my family and, you know, doing nothing is my favorite thing to do. Just be with my family is my all-time favorite thing. But we did get to go to the Alani Disney. The kids love the water park there and the beach. And then Jason Momoa, who I saw in
Birmingham,
I heard he was having an opening, so I kind of, you know, weaseled my way in, and he got us two tickets to come see his opening of his series, Chief of War. It was a hotel about three hotels down from the Alani. It was outside, and it had this huge screen, and they had about 3,000 people, and they had a red carpet.
Nice.
And then the food was amazing, and they had, like, live music, and then they had this, like, ceremony and prayers before the thing started. And then they showed the first two episodes, and it was great.
Wow. That's cool, though, that you had that kind of experience over there with Jason while you were here, and he's sort of like a tie-in to that big show, which I did want to talk about. Back to the beginning, final performance of Ozzy solo and with Black Sabbath, host of bands clearly influenced by the sounds that Sabbath pioneered, and you're on that bill. Let's take that back to yourself. How does that fit into your life? You have a band that is so influenced by the sound that they invented.
Well, it's Tony Iommi is just a huge influence, because not only, you know, is just an amazing player, but his playing was obtainable. You know, it's not like Eddie Van Halen where you go, oh, I'm not even going to try. That guy is just, you know, this crazy wizard. So to have that as an inspiration, to me, an obvious inspiration, in at least my playing. And then doing the show is just such an honor out of all the bands, you know, we got asked. Sharon and Ozzy and their family have been incredibly supportive to our band.
Is there an endearing story?
There's many.
Please share it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stories and good memories, real positive. But the one that I really like that stands out was we were playing Donington. They told us, oh, the Osbournes would like to have you guys for dinner. And we're like, wow, that'd be cool. So we sat down and we were in this huge room in this castle and had dinner. It was like a hotel, so there's people, you know, serving dinner, but they're the only ones there. It was really fun, really inspiring, kind of like watching their show. Sharon, Ozzy, and Jack. And it was funny because Ozzy was sober, but he kept sneaking downstairs to the hotel bar and, like, you know, sneaking a drink and coming back, you know. And Sharon had had that stomach surgery.
Oh, wow.
So she wasn't supposed to eat certain things, and she was eating French fries and stuff that makes your stomach expand. And after surgery, you're not supposed to have that stuff. So she kept taking trips and coming back going, yeah, I just threw up my meal. I'm really sorry. And, but it was with laughter, and they were very open. And,
sure.
And Jack's great. I love him. I've seen him grow up, and he's been huge supporter of our band and a really good guy. So yeah, that dinner just, a core memory.
Of course. I mean, man, that's a great story.
So good.
For folks who are listening in their car or something like that. And flashing forward to Birmingham, this massive stadium, did you get to spend any time with Ozzy or Black Sabbath?
You know, I didn't see Ozzy until, you know, they wheeled him by at one point, you know, just before they went on. And I'm kind of sad about it. It makes me kind of choke up. You know, it was such a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. But, you know, the good really outweighed the bad. And it was a crazy send-off. And the part where he thanked, I think it was during the Ozzy set, Ozzy thanked the crowd about his career. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, I mean, everyone was crying.
When he talked about enabling the lifestyle, without your support, we would never have had the lifestyle.
Yeah. Those were really heavy words. And you think about growing up listening to all that music and how it affected you. And I don't know, you don't hear a lot of people express that, you know. I mean, they might say thank you at the end of the night. They might say, we really appreciate our fans. But I just don't think that cuts as deep. You know, what a day. It was really overwhelming being able to perform and then watch the show at the same time, you know, watch the other bands. It was just quite a day. And then a week later, Ozzy dies. And it was just shocking, but I kept telling people it felt like a historical moment, just growing up listening to that. I mean, I remember, you know, skateboarding ramps and listening to Black Sabbath and, you know, maybe smoking pot. I'm not going to admit to anything, but you know, just, and then where I am now, being on the stage playing their music for those guys, it's just, I can't think of anything I've done that's been like this.
Will you play Hand of Doom in your set or no when you come here?
I don't know yet. You know, we let Maynard
do the sets,
what we're doing, because, you know,
he's got to sing it.
He's the only one that can have trouble, and if he's not feeling well, or you have a, you know, sore throat or whatever the thing, you know, we have to kind of work around what he can pull off. So there's definitely, you know, the motivation to do it. I hope we do it. That would be amazing. I did want to say, you know, about adding the second show, I really want to thank our fan base there, because we added that show and it sold out, and then they're adding another show. We're really excited. We want people to leave feeling they've been microwaved, and yeah,
certainly so many cool stories today with you.
Maybe when we're there in December, I can come down and say hi on radio,
or we'll come over to the thing. I'll make it easy and come to the arena. No worries either way. We're just grateful that you did take the time to talk to us.
Yeah, and can I say thank you for supporting us? What radio is now is much different than what it was, and I don't know, sometimes I feel it's hard to get a shake, you know.
Sure.
You know, in that genre. So I really appreciate you playing us and supporting us.
You're welcome. I hope we can have you back on. It's Adam Jones, Tool guitar player, 19th and now the 20th Blaisdell Arena. Sending you high fives, lots of aloha, my brother, and thank you for doing this.
Yeah, love Hawaii. See you soon.